This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the 1990s, I visited the town of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and it was, it needed work, shall we say. It had a downtown where many feared to tread after sundown. Now Lancaster, population 60,000, 40% white, 40% Latino, 15% African American, is vibrant, a foodie haven. It showed up on a top 10 list of coolest places to visit. Well, what was the trick? The New York Times' Thomas Friedman just wrote a column about this called Where American Politics Can Still Work from the Bottom Up. Tom, good morning.
My pleasure, dear.
Now, the magic here is what you call the CAC, the Complex Adaptive Coalition. Several of your sources in that regard use the phrase, you check your politics at the door. What is this coalition?
Well, you know, basically, it started with Hourglass. The name of the group was taken from the idea that the hour is late for our town. If we don't get our act together here in the late 90s, also the leading industry in the town, Armstrong, was withering. You know, our community is really going to die, and our kids will never want to stay here, let alone, you know, come back on a regular basis. So a group of the city's fathers and mothers got together at the end of their careers to sit back and say, we have got to come together and create a foundation, Hourglass, that can provide some of the resources, the venue to bring different sides together, both racially and politically, and the resources to bring in outside expertise to figure out how we're going to revive our town.
There must have been some political leaders who were more foresighted than sometimes we see in these towns.
In 2006, Mayor Gray was elected, and a Democrat whose abiding philosophy was basically, I'm pro-business, but I want everyone to earn a living wage, and I want to take care of the environment, and I'll work with any Republican ready to work with me. And it turned out there were a lot of Republicans in the town who found that his middle ground, a place that they could live and flourish.
Now, we're talking Lancaster, Pennsylvania, but down the road a bit is Reading, Pennsylvania. Some see that town, Reading, as demographically a model for America, but not, you don't think, the same model for renewal?
No, you know, none of the towns around them, York, Harrisburg, or Reading, have really been able to flourish in the way Lancaster has because of the way Lancaster got its act together. And, David, that comes down to this really intangible thing called leadership. Leaders who are farsighted, ready to put down their political armor. And it showed another thing that another expert I interviewed in the piece, Giddy Greenstein, is an Israeli societal expert, you know, likes to speak about, which is leadership without authority. The number of people stepping up today to lead even without formal authority.
New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman wrote about this in his July 4th column, but his book is a deep dive into these issues. That one's called Thank You for Being Late. Tom Friedman, thank you.
My pleasure.